Military decision-making process, organizing and conducting planning. Foreword. Plans are nothing. Planning is everything. General Dwight D. Eisenhower. The military decision-making process, MDMP, is not a boogeyman to be feared, but a process to be embraced and mastered by all staffs charged with developing operations plans and orders. It is a systematic process that enables commanders and their staffs to apply critical and creative thinking and doctrine to solve problems and establish the framework and conditions for commanders to make effective decisions. And, like everything else in the Army, it requires time and training for staffs to become experts in the process. Observations emanating from the Combat Training Centers, CTCs, and Mission Command Training Program, MCTP, consistently bear out that commanders and staffs are more successful when they have done the hard work of training the MDMP in the run-up to their rotation. True story. I was a brand new second lieutenant on loan from my parent battalion to 1st Battalion 16th Infantry's S3 section during a National Training Center NTC rotation. The staff members had already established their competency in executing the MDMP in an ideal environment, but in the middle of executing the MDMP for the next mission, the battalion commander purposely cut all power to the Tactical Operations Center, TOC, minus what was required to operate the radios and fire support systems. The observer, coach/trainers, OCTs, present in the TOC whipped out their green notebooks faster than Wyatt Earp drawing his six-gun and prepared to take notes on what they thought would be an epic disaster. Without missing a beat, however, the battalion staff executed a well-rehearsed battle drill to conduct the MDMP in a degraded environment. The planners withdrew themselves from their computers, and from under the planning table emerged tough boxes that contained all the tools required to produce and reproduce critical unit fighting products and in operation order, OPORD, without the benefit of electricity. Under the able guidance of the battalion executive officer, XO and S3, the staff developed a feasible, acceptable, suitable, and complete OPORD that enabled the battalion to lock horns with Black Horse the next day. Those battalion staff members executed the MDMP to standard in a degraded environment because they were experts in their craft. They had spent the year before that rotation relentlessly training on the MDMP and used every opportunity in garrison to practice the process. The battalion commander placed as much emphasis on training his staff as he did on Bradley gunnery and maneuver training. He was well rehearsed in providing the guidance his staff needed to plan, and the staff members had proven standard operating procedures, SOPs, that enabled and enhanced their planning efforts. Commanders must be engaged to drive the process and provide the time and space in garrison to train their staffs to execute the MDMP under all conditions. This handbook seeks to reverse the negative MDMP trends observed in CTC and MCTP exercises. It is not a replacement for Field Manual, FM-50, Planning and Orders Production, 16 May 2022, but complements the doctrine by providing commanders and staffs with best practices for training and executing the MDMP. The MDMP is a proven process, but it requires commander involvement and staff mastery to make it effective. It is the vehicle by which staffs operationalize the commander's vision, but like a crew-served weapon system, it requires time and training to master it. The dedicated staff member also never loses sight of the fact that the MDMP is not merely a check-the-box staff exercise, but ultimately impacts the ability of that United States Army soldier at the tip of the spear to successfully complete their mission. Now get planning. Scott W. Mueller, Colonel, Armor Reserve, Director, Center for Army Lessons Learned.